Jennifer Pointer.
Every illegal alien who has received deferred action, they've all been given federal work permits. They've all been given Social Security numbers.
And now they might get driver's licenses. Josh McCoon there, Columbus State Senator, Republican, who joined us on Wednesday. We approach 9:06 on Classic City today. The concern is just that. Settlement of a lawsuit that will make it much easier for undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses in Georgia. Burt Brantley now, the head of the Georgia Department of Driver Services, or as Jennifer Pointer and I call it, the DMV. Burt Brantley, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Jennifer. Good to be with you.
I want to look at this from 30,000 feet and then put you on the ground and let you fill in the blanks here. But what we had earlier this week, a settlement of a lawsuit was filed by six, I believe it was, undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, the Southern Poverty Law Center in Atlanta handling the lawsuit. Their allegation, their claim, was that they were denied Georgia driver's license. They should have been afforded by virtue of some federal law. Settlement of the lawsuit, as I understand it, means, in addition to the state picking up the legal expenses for the Southern Poverty Law Center, $35,000, these folks are going to get their driver's licenses. Now, you're saying, as I understand in some of the quoting that you've been doing, you have said this was a policy we were putting in place anyway. We just expedite this to make the lawsuit go away.
Right. So there was when these folks were being denied driver's license based on our interpretation of the federal and state statutes. And so the number of lawsuits that had been filed at all different levels by a number of different defendants or plaintiffs, in the cases. And so there were two federal Fulton County Superior Court rulings earlier this spring that both ruled in favor of the plaintiffs and ordered us to issue driver's licenses to the plaintiffs in those cases. And so in order to meet those rulings, we were in the process of implementing a policy that would license these plaintiffs and all those that are in the same situation. And so right behind that, this federal lawsuit came with these six individuals that had been denied under the previous policy. And so they were in the same situation as the Fulton County Superior Court rulings had already ruled on. And so it didn't make any sense for us to fight a lawsuit when we had already lost the lawsuit, and the federal judge was going to rely on the reasoning most likely from that lawsuit. So the settlement today or this week that was announced really didn't change anything. It was just an administrative call on our part and the Attorney General's part to get rid of the lawsuit that had already been determined that these six individuals were eligible based on the previous court ruling from the spring.
Okay, so Georgia's options at that point, as I understand it, again, Burt Brantley, the Department of Driver Services, Georgia's options at that point were to settle the suit or to dig in our heels. Listen, we issue the driver's license around here. We decide what the parameters are to fight that fight and ultimately lose.
Right, and pay a large sum. There are several state agencies that have been paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees in similar cases that have lost. And so, again, in consulting with the Attorney General's office, we had to make a decision, did this make sense to go forward and potentially extend the state's risk in legal fees? And it really, again, the reasoning in the Fulton County lawsuits, we and the Attorney General's office really felt like was going to hold in the federal lawsuit as well. So again, the settlement didn't change anything. It didn't. We were in the process of meeting the Superior Court rulings that had come down the spring, and so it's honestly a little bit of a surprise that it's gotten this much attention to me because we did some press on the rulings back in the spring, and because people were interested, and obviously it's an important topic of who gets licensed and who doesn't. And so this settlement really is about this particular group of people, but really it's about meeting these rulings from the spring.
So, Burt, what would you say to people who are against this, who are critics of giving licenses to illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I completely understand that point of view. And we are an implementer. We're the agency that implements the rules and regs that are passed by federal Congress and our state legislature, and then obviously the courts as they interpret those rules as well. So I completely understand that argument and that point of view. But you know, as an agency, we have to follow what we interpret the rules to be, and certainly what court rulings are out there as well. I think there's arguments on both sides. Frankly, I've heard, you know, heard from all sides on this, and and it's up to the individual person, I think, to determine where they fall on whether it's a benefit to have them in the system, have them licensed, have their the ability to go get insurance, and all those arguments for, and then all the arguments against, where you've got people who have, you know, overstayed their visas or their, you know, their immigration documents. One key point I think is really important to note on this, the federal work permit that all of these folks have, they have to present a federal work permit and an application for permanent status. So they're federally able to work, and then they also have applied for permanent status, and they're waiting on that case to be their situation to be resolved.
No, but one of the concerns that people have, Burt Brantley, and the folks we talked with yesterday, Senator Josh McCune among them, the concern about the documentation for the very things that you just outlined there. What do they have to show? I mean, I know what I have to show to get my driver's license. What do they have to do?
Yeah, so they have to show a what is it called, an employment authorization document, an EAD, which is a federal work permit, essentially. So they've gotten that issued by the federal government to work. They have a Social Security number. As well, and they also have to show proof that they have applied for permanent status and are waiting on that that application to be resolved. And so their status is only good for, in most cases, a year. So these folks have to come in every year or every 2 years, whatever, however long their status is, and renew their license. Unlike you and I, they can come in every 8 years. They have to come in. They have to bring all the documentation each time they come in, because the license is only good until their documents are good for. So again, that's the, you know, based on the court rulings, that's the way that we are now. There could be future court rulings or future laws. I mean, all this stuff changes pretty dramatically. But I just want to make sure everybody understands. I mean, all of these folks who are licensed, and again, you're talking about a couple thousand out of the 2 million licenses we issue a year. All these folks have a federal work permit, an employment authorization document, and a pending application for permanent status. And they're just awaiting, again, final disposition. If they're awarded permanent status, of course, they have a green card then, and they can get a license. And if they're not awarded status, then they can no longer be licensed.
So if they're not awarded the status, their license will be taken from them?
Well, again, they're only good for a year or two. And so, you know, we won't go out to their address and retrieve their license, but they can't come back in and get a renewal, so they would have an expired license at that point.
Burt Brantley with us. Another couple of minutes here. The Department of Driver Services itself, and Jennifer and I were joking yesterday, why don't we just call it the DMV? The obvious answer there is the DMV deals with cars, you people deal with people, and that's fine, and that's good. You were around when Sonny Perdue kind of made that transition. We all remember, most of us, those of us old enough to remember, just how hideous it used to be at the DMV. I mean, listen, fair is fair. I can criticize government with the best of them, but it's gotten a lot better when it comes to getting a driver's license in Georgia.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you saying that.
It has gotten better.
You guys have an awesome center in Athens. Huge Bulldog fans there. Brenda is the manager out there. Please, everybody, go see her. And if you're a football player and you're listening, please go get your license and don't get stopped without driving without a license. But yeah, we really have made a lot of investment. The state invested in people and technology. And, you know, our goal is for 95% of the people around the state to wait less than 30 minutes. And so we hit that. And so there are times where, you know, we get busy, particularly on Tuesdays. But for the most part, if you're coming into a DDS center to get your driver's license renewed, you're going to be in and out of there in 30 minutes. And I think I'm really proud of it. I mean, I've only been here since March, but as you said, we were around with Governor Perdue when we started this. Mm-hmm. Governor Deal has continued to put an emphasis on it. It's the one thing that every single person in the state has to come and do, and we should do that well. And so we're really proud of our performance, but always striving to get better as well. And again, you guys have a great center out there. Really, really proud of the Athens Center and all of our centers around the state. But we're proud of the job we're doing.
Yeah, I have a personal anecdote really quick about that. I actually had to get my license renewed because my birthday was in February and it had expired. And so I went to the one out here in Athens and I was like, oh my gosh, because it's been forever since I've been to the DMV. And I'm like, I'm going to be here for hours. I was in and out in less than 5 minutes. And
that's awesome.
Literally, it wasn't awesome. It was amazing. I was telling everyone about it because I was like, oh my God, this just happened to me. And it wasn't that it was empty. It was, you know, it was kind of crowded, actually. People were, you know, there was a good bit of people in there. And yet I was in and out in, you know, about 5 minutes time. And I was like, that was quick. That was great. So,
and I've got even better news for you. On the top right of your license, you'll see a gold star. You had to bring all your documents. You'll be able to renew once online. And so the next time that your renewal is up, if you have that gold star, you can go online, create a DDS account, and renew online and not even have to come back to the center.
I like that.
So
sounds
that's
good
part
to
of
me.
This the Real ID and making sure that we're doing all the things we need to do and document those that are here and are eligible for licenses, but then also making it customer friendly by not making you come back. You can go 16 years without coming into the back to the center.
That's
if you have an 8-year
amazing.
License renewed once.
Good stuff. Wow. Burt Brantley, Department of Driver Services, Commissioner there. Thanks for your time
yeah,
this morning.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Sam. Thanks, Jennifer.